It is 7:30, time once again for Community Forum, and we are very lucky to have with us live in the studio this morning Fernando Suarez del Solar. He is with Military Families Speak Out, and he is in town for a speaking engagement later this evening, which we'll be giving you details on at the end of the show. Fernando, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
You're in town because you are really experiencing the downside of our war in Iraq at the most personal level. You lost your son, as I understand it, about a year and a half ago in Iraq. Could you begin by telling us how is it that your son joined the U.S. military?
Well, it is a very strong story. My son joined to the military because he tried the combat in narco traffic. We live in Mexico, in the border, Tijuana, San Diego. And over there have a big problem for the narco traffic and the children who abuse the drugs. And he tried going to the police department, but one day in San Diego, one military recruit say, "Oh no, man, this one is very dangerous for you. You is American citizen?" "No, I am only the legal resident." "Oh, it's no problem. You can come in here, finish your high school in the United States, join to the military. In 1 year of the service, you can go to the special agent for combat the narcotraffic around the world." And this one is the reason why my son pushed me for moving to USA. He finished the high school in the United States and joined to the military. But in few times, in 3 months only, my son verified the recruiting lie. It's very different, the life, about the beautiful pictures, the recruiting show in the high school, etc. And my son told me, "Okay, father, I am Marine now. I am very proud for this one. But I made mistake. And I don't like the any member of my family or my friends joined to the military system. It's not for my people. When Jesus take my people, it's for the Hispanic, Mexican people. Because a lot of discrimination, a lot of lies, money for a school, for example, is very different. The recruit never explained my son he need to pay the $100 every month for a scholarship. Never explained my son need to pay for uniform, for supplies, etc. And Jesus told me, "It's no problem. In 1 year, I go to the federal agents for combating narcotraffic." When happened the 1 year, the commander said, "You're crazy, boy. To come back your job, you need to finish the 4 years here. For when you finish, you make the application any agent. But right now, you come back your job." "No, but the recruiting told me this one." "Oh, the recruiting say a lot of, but the real is you need to finish here inside the next 3 years more." And this one, and the war in Iraq, and the government lied too much about the what happened in Iraq, about my son died in Iraq. I take the decision for begin to speak out about, against the war and against the military people inside the high school.
Did you have regular communications with your son while he was in the military and when he got transferred over to Iraq?
Well, we don't have too much time. He's in the training inside the military base. But the few times when they have opportunity, we talk about the war. And Jesus not believe in the war. He told me, "Don't worry about it, Father. It's impossible, the other war in 2003, the new century. The UN need to make the approve for the going to the war." And I told him, "No, but, you know, it's possible something happened in Iraq, etc." "No, Father, everybody go over there right now. The military is for the make the push the Saddam Hussein for say, okay, no more in the government, etc. But no worry, the UN not going to make approve for this war." Jesus go to the Iraq in February 5, 2003. And Jesus is right. UN never make the authorization for the war. But Mr. Bush is go to the war anyway.
So your son was one of the first casualties, U.S. casualties, in Iraq, and that was on March 27th of 2003. How is it that you found out about what happened to your son?
Well, this is the other story for the Bush administration lies. In March 28, I received information with the three militaries in my home. My son died. Told me Jesus died last night in Iraq in combat with the enemy fire. We received the shot on the head. I don't have any reason for not believe this one. It's the government. It's the official paper. But it's not true. In 3 days late, the journalist for the San Diego Union Tribune newspaper called me and said, somebody lied to you, Mr. Suarez. Your son not die in combat. Your son died in accident. But the same night, the people for the television called me and somebody lied to you, Mr. Suarez. Your son not die in the combat. Your son died in the friendly fire. It's three different stories. One official. When I tried to find the truth with the government people, everybody told me, oh, okay, we're going to put here your letter for demand the investigation, etc. Today, I don't receive any answer for White House, Congress, or Pentagon. Nobody answered about what happened to my son. And I made the trip to Iraq in December 2003. I visited Iraq in December 2003. The people with the television, United States television, come back with me and showed me the same place my son died. Give me the video with my son interview 5 days before my son died. And told me the whole story. It's very simple. The March 26th, the American army dropped in Iraq 20,000 cluster bomb. And cluster bomb is illegal weapon according to the Geneva Convention and UN. Mr. Bush sent my son and the American son and Doras to Iraq because Bush said Saddam Hussein have illegal weapon. But Mr. Bush used illegal weapon in Iraq, cluster bomb. Dropped 20,000, but only the 20% is exploded in Iraq. About the 80% is activity in the school, hospitals, streets, in the old cities around the country. In March 27, my son company received the order to the advance in the South Baghdad, Diwaniya, but not received any information the cluster bombings in the area. Not received any alert for be careful or something, nothing. Only received the order for the advance. In this night, the captain called my son and say, Suarez, you is the scout tonight. My son no have a good training for a scout. Jesus is a sniper only. But Jesus followed the order and go on the first on the line and step the American cluster bomb. I waiting 2 hours for medical assistance when the Spain military base is no more than 35 minutes in the area. The captain never called the Spain people, waiting 2 hours for medical assistance. My son lost the opportunity and died over there. The question is, why the government lied me about what happened to my son? I don't have any answer. It's possible lie me because use the illegal weapon. It's possible lie me because somebody made a big negligence, a big mistake over there. Whatever, my son is never back, and whatever I do or no, my son back. But we have the opportunity to save the other life. This because I made my plan for traveling around the country and visit a lot of high school. For say the student, be careful. The weapon is for destruction. It's not for school.
In one of the news accounts of what happened to your son, it said that the radio that his company had wasn't functional, that they couldn't call back on that. Do you
oh, yeah,
know if that's true?
This ridiculous story. In Camp Pendleton, when I have opportunity and I speak with somebody over there, the people see the file and told, oh, it's under investigation. But here says, in this moment, the satellite telephone is not working and the radios is not working in this moment. Please, this one is stupid. I'm sorry. It's a billion dollar the American government using military technology. And the radios, the simple radios, is not working. Please, I don't know. I don't understand what happened.
Now, I also understand that the U.S. military wasn't forthcoming with trying to cover the fees for your son's funeral. Is that correct?
Well, the government not paid the full amount for the funeral. This one is the other big point for me. When the people, a lot of people around the country have the idea, oh, your son died in Iraq. Oh, you got a lot of benefits. You have a lot of money. But let me explain this one. When the boys die in Iraq or in the war, and you not use the military cemetery, the government not pay the full amount for the funeral service. Pay only $4,325. If so, the funeral cost is the $7,000 or $10,000, whatever. The government pay only $4,325. I working in the 7-Eleven, check cashier. It's a minimum salary. I don't have a lot of money. When the government told me, oh, you're going to use the civil cemetery, okay, Mr. Suarez, can I help you with $4,325? I put crazy. I say, now what I do? My son's funeral is the almost $8,000, the cost. Where I got it, the other money? And I demand a lot of help for the community. The community, when they understand this one, put very upset and send the letter for the Congress people. The mayor for my city is very nice person and call the Congress people too, etc. And what happened is a lot of publicity for the medias about this one. The Pentagon and people got my home and told me, okay, Mr. Suarez, we understand you is very upset. You is right, but the system is the system. This one is the rules. But we can find the money for the other agents, and we're going to pay the full amount for the funeral. But it's better you explain the medias, the government going to pay the full amount, and you don't speak more. It's not good the medias use you. You come back, you home with your family, and I say, okay, no problem. Pay me, pay the full amount, and pay the full amount the funeral, and I call the medias, and I explain these people from the Pentagon go to my home, I'm going to pay the full amount in the funeral, thank you, the all money I receive for the donation is for my project Guerrero Azteca for the help the other people. But these people told me it's better I not speak more, not speak against more about the war. But I'm sorry, Mr. Bush lied me too. And I begin speaking. And I now stop for speak out about the against the war.
So when you went over to Iraq, that was to find out the truth about what happened to your son?
Well, this, I go to Iraq in December 1st with the Global Exchange, Medea Benjamin and Veterans for Peace and the other parents with the boys is in this moment in Iraq. It's one mother and two fathers with the son and one daughter in Iraq, two daughters in Iraq, and two veterans for Vietnam War and one veteran for the 1991 war in Iraq too, and Medea Benjamin and me. It's very easy to go to Iraq in this moment in December. The border is open, there's no security in the border. We arrive in the Jordania, when cross the border, Jordania, Iraq, nobody verify nothing. It's no police, it's no military, it's no the civil people, nothing. Open. 300 kilometers inside the Iraq, nobody checks nothing. We can enter with the Iraq with bombs, dynamite or whatever, and nobody see nothing. It's ridiculous, this one. The first checkpoint is in Fallujah, with the military checkpoint. It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous situation over there in December. I understand today is more dangerous about in December. But I try to have the meeting with the a lot of community, ordinary civil people in Iraq. I have a meeting with the military people, with the ambassador, Mr. Bremer. I have a meeting with him. Only Colonel Sanchez no opened the door. I don't know why. It's possible because he's the military and he's Hispanic and I am Hispanic. and he don't have the courage for seeing me in the eyes and say, "Your son died because we made mistake," or something like this. I don't know. And the reality situation in Iraq is very different about the media's, ordinary media's, put in the television or in the newspaper. It's the other face. The children die every day over there. According to the doctor, the children hospital in Baghdad, only in Baghdad, between the March 20 to November 1st, 5,000 children died for medical problem. Not for bombing, not for the war, only for medical problem because no have a medicine. When I visit my son area, when my son died, I see around there is nothing, is a very dirty area. The military, Spain military, is no more the 30 minutes. I walk in, no made more the 35 minutes. Around there is no cities, no nothing, but it's under destruction. It's a lot of bombs explode in the lands, you know, the farms, etc., but there's no city. Fallujah, Tikrit, Basova, and Baghdad is under destruction. When I have opportunity to speak with the military people, it's the same complaint about today. We not have any protection. We not have a lot of supplies. We not have a good equipment, security equipment. Maybe you know 3 weeks ago or something did with the one platoon say, "No, we not follow the order for this mission because it's dangerous, we not have a supplies, etc." In December it's the same complaint. A lot of boys in the military say, "I don't know what I do here. It's my job, sir. But I don't know, I understand why I am here." And the other problems, we don't have any protection. We don't have a lot of supplies here. And this is the question, where is the money? Mr. Bush got it for the American taxes. $89 billion in September and more billion dollars the last 2 months ago. I don't see nothing this money in Iraq. The humanitarian help is not there. Hospital is lacking, no have a medicine. The school is under destroyer without supplies. The water system is not working. A lot of publicity say, "Oh no, we is when and made reconstruction the school, reconstruction the hospital," and the television passed one school and was hospital. But it's only for the out. Inside, the big problem is inside. It's very simple. The money is not there. The money is in the big corporation. It's ridiculous. The military boys need to eat the military food inside the military base. But inside have a cafeterias or a small restaurant. The boys like to eat the hamburger. Okay, no problem. Go to the cafeteria inside the military, but pay for this one. You don't have money, okay, you continue to eat the military food. And who moving these cafeterias inside the military base? Halliburton Corporation. This is the answer. This is the money. It's not for the boys. It's ridiculous. The boys got it, what, the $1,500 for salary every month? $1,700? But how much is the pay for the contract, civilian contract in Iraq? $1,000 for day, and the military boys for month? Come on, something is wrong. I support the American troops, but I don't support the war. I believe the American boys in the military is the fifth victim in the war, is the fifth victim for the corruption inside the military and inside the government.
And so now you are going around the country speaking out against this, and one of the things you're doing is you have a project that you've started. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I is traveling around the country. I visit right now about the 55, 60 cities around the country and about the 110 high school. I speak against the Bush agenda. I speak against the war. But more important for me is go to the inside the high school and put in the table for the students my son's story. I never say the students in the high school no join to the military. No. It's very simple. I say, be careful. You're going to join to the military because you have a vocation. Okay, go. But you're looking for money for school? Wait, stop. You have the other opportunities without military system for going to this school. You try to join to the military because it's the tradition in your family. Stop looking inside you and what is your vocation. A lot of Hispanic people, this is my big problem, join to the military because the recruiting play for the economic situation, play with the heritage. I know a lot of recruiting say the students, Hispanic students, oh no, listen, your father and your mother is coming from Mexico. This country opened the door for best opportunity. This is the best way for you to say thank you, America. Join to the military, service the new country. This one is immoral, come on. Or I know a lot of recruiting say, what are you doing, your father? Oh, he's landscaping, working in the construction. Your father had money for pay the college for you? No, I don't think so. Come on, you have a best opportunity here in the military. The recruiting no lie. The problem is not say the full truth. And the boys and the parents no make the good question. The recruiting never make the good answer. It's very simple. When my son joined to the military, I no have information. And I believe whatever the recruiting say, because it's the representation for the government. And everybody try to say, oh, the government is the honest people inside. And more in Mexico and the other countries, when the people coming from Mexico, Nicaragua, Salvador, or whatever, and coming here and see the military, say, oh, no, a lot of respect for the military. It's dangerous. In Mexico, in the other countries, it's very big stories for military abuse. And the people see, hey, oh no, United States military is very different. But what happened when the boys inside is very different story. The other recruiting, I find right now, 2 cases, use the selective service information for the boys joined to the military. Selective service saying the rule, all boys the 18 years old need to register for the selective service. You not do this one, you it's possible you pay $250,000 for fee, or it's possible going to the jail for 5 years. And you lost the opportunities of working in the federal government and the federal loan and the federal scholarship. This one is the rule, okay. But this not for join to the military. It's only the register in the selective service. But a lot of recruiting use this information, go to the minority communities and show, listen, you need to sign here because you don't sign, you go to the jail and your parents pay the money, etc. The parents sometimes don't speak English and don't speak Spanish. A lot of Mexican people when coming to the United States, coming for the poor communities, indigenous communities, and don't speak Spanish too. And the boy says, no, understand good the system and say, look, father, I need to go to the military because this one. And the boys go to the military. I find one case in the Watsonville, North California, and the recruiting knows the selective service information for the got the boys and joined to the military. Right now, this man is in the big problem. I put the complaint, legal complaint. But I find one. How many around the country play with the information for guarding the boys in the military?
And your son was recruited in San Diego in a shopping mall, but you were telling me earlier that it's not uncommon for U.S. recruiters to cross the border into Mexico to try and recruit people.
Yes. This one is very, for me, it's very funny, but it's very serious problem. Some recruits in the Mexico-United States border have the information that a lot of American citizen or the legal resident in United States living in Mexico, go to the school in Mexico, the parents working in United States, etc. And cross the border, the recruits cross the border without uniform, go to the school with the flyers, you know, brochure for the military, And when the boys finish the school, in the door, the military people say, excuse me, how many here have a green card, or how many here is American citizen? The students, very simple, me, for what? Oh, I have something for you, come on. And pass the flyer for join to the Air Force or Marine or Army or whatever. This one is illegal. It's go to the other country for join to the people in the military. Wherever the boy sees American citizen or legal resident in the United States, the principal for the high school in Tijuana put a big complaint, and I don't have any more information. The military people cross the border in Tijuana, but I don't know, around the other, the big line in the border, United States-Mexico, happened this one. It's a big problem. I understand what happened. When happened September 11, a lot of boys go to the military and join. Patriotism, defend my country. Mr. Bush lie, and a lot of people believe in president. Today, when everybody know that Mr. Bush lie about what happened in Iraq, Mr. Bush lie about the relation September 11 and Iraq people, the weapon destruction, chemical weapon, etc., and a lot of fatalities in Iraq, more than 1,100 right now, the students and the regular American people not going to the military now, say stop. And the recruiting have a big problem today, and the government too, because not have a lot of members in the military for in Afghanistan, Iraq, Japan, around the world, have a lot of military base and not have a human people inside the military today and looking for more. This one is very dangerous. Mr. Bush puts in the table in the Congress the draft, come back the draft. Right now, the 3 weeks ago, the Congress voted no for the draft, 402 no and 2 for yes. But this one is political election time. What happened the next November 2nd? Bush win or Kerry win, whatever. It's possible the draft is coming. And be careful. In Vietnam War, the draft is only for men, the 18 to 30 years old. Today, the draft is for women and boys. Women the 18 to 25 and boys the 18 to 30 years old. And everybody go to the military. Be careful. This one is very dangerous for American community. In my opinion, we need to push too much the Congress people in the different communities, say no the draft. It's go to the militarism system. Right now it's dangerous situation in America with the war in Iraq and the other parts. With the draft, the American society is going to destroy you, in my opinion.
How can people find out more about your organization?
Well, I am a member of the Military Family Speak Out, and right now over there is about the 2,000 military families. Guerrero Azteca por La Paz is about the 35 Hispanic military families. Guerrero Azteca for Peace is the Hispanic area for Military Family Speak Out. And I told you it's about the 2,000. But 2,000 under register. But it's more. Every time when I go to the different cities around the country, I find the military families go with me and told me, I support your activity, but I no like speak out because I no have a papers. I am illegal, or I am only the resident, legal resident, and it's possible with the Patriotic Act. I lost my status. It's not easy for the people to speak out, but it's a lot of military families is against the war.
With that, we're unfortunately out of time. I want to thank you for coming in this morning.
No, thank you for the invitation, and I try only to say to the people, the next November 2nd, you have the opportunity to change the country. Vote for peace or vote for war. It's very simple.